Bruce, let's talk about guns. All three Democratic gubernatorial candidates are backing an expansion of the background check system to include all gun sales, including all private sales. They also want to ban the sale of military-style assault weapons. What's your view on this issue?
Well, we differ. It's not just a Republican-Democrat thing, but I happen to believe the Second Amendment is important and too important to chip away at. I believe Article 16, our own Constitution, Sportsman's Bill of Rights are also important, and so I differ with them and believe that our laws are sufficient and we should look elsewhere for solutions.
Where else would you look?
Well, mental health system nationally has been underfunded, including our state. We could hope we have a chance to talk about that, a separate subject. I think it's clear now that if we ask the FBI, and I'm no expert certainly, to do more, then we should invest in them so they're able to do more.
So do you think or do you not think that having expanded background checks for all gun sales would help keep guns out of the hands of some criminals?
I'm sure there's some place, there's a crack in that sentence that I'll find out later. I didn't understand. But the answer generally is no, and so I don't support expanding it.
And on the idea of what weapons people should be able to own, the Democratic candidates would say there is no need for any individual Vermonter to own a military-style assault weapon. What is the reason that a Vermonter should be able to own that weapon?
Well, that's a subject for those people who own them. I don't know what the Democrats, Democratic candidates are saying exactly, but it's a little presumptuous of them saying people don't need that. I say again, we have rights, and I stand with those rights.